Good morning. I'm here back with Horace. We're here to talk about prayer, and Horace is going to help me in a little bit. Hopefully we can explain things about what prayer is about. For most of my life, I've used pictures or stories to help me understand things or help explain things. Today I want to try and paint a picture in your mind to help you understand about what prayer is about. Now, I have a daughter. Today, she's actually older than Pastor Lucky, but I want to go back to a time when she was just a little girl. I had a favorite chair at that time that I liked to use. Maybe your father has a favorite chair. Anyway, this one was big and soft. And sometimes when I would be sitting in my chair, my daughter would crawl up on my lap and we could sit there and talk. I loved those times, and I actually wished we had done it more. When she got a little bit older, rather than sit right on my lap, she would crawl up and sit right next to me, and the chair was big enough that we both fit. When she got a little bit older, rather than sit in the chair, we might go out into the backyard and walk around and talk. But it was always times just to talk to each other, times that we could get closer together. One time I remember we were talking, and she started talking about troubles she was having at school, troubles with some friends, troubles with the teacher. That was the year she was in my classroom. So she was talking, she looked up at me, and I just smiled. I was her teacher. We both laughed. And then together we worked out the problem, and things were a lot better. Now, if Horace was my child, he could crawl up in my lap, and he could snuggle in, and we could talk. I probably understand his problems more than he understands them himself. I might not always agree with what he wants or what he's saying, but I want what's best for him because I love him. I want him to know that I love him. So these times when we're together, he doesn't need to use any special language, any special postures, or read something fancy, use big words. He just talks. He doesn't need anything special. He just needs to talk so that we can understand each other. When you talk things over with your dad, you don't need to use any special language, use big fancy words, or stand, or kneel, or sit in any special way. You don't need special training. You don't need lessons. You just need to talk to your dad. When you're talking you're talking to one that loves you, that takes care of you. You use whatever words you can to talk to him, and he understands. You're just talking to the dad who loves you and wants what's best for you. You can talk about anything. He loves you, and he loves those times that he's talking with you. Thank you, Horace. We'll put you back here. In the Lord's Prayer, we call God our Father. We're encouraged to think of God as our Father. He calls us His children. He's the best Father we could ever have. Now think of prayer in this way. Picture in your mind God sitting in His favorite chair, and you have the chance to crawl up into His lap and talk things over. In prayer, you have the chance to talk to our Heavenly Father the same way you can talk to your Father here on earth. When we pray, it's similar. It's your chance to snuggle up next to God, our Father, and talk to Him. Maybe picture yourself with God having His arms wrapped around you, holding you, listening carefully. It gives Him the chance to show how much He loves you. It gives you the chance to show how much you love Him, the chance to explain your troubles, the chance to tell him, you know, what you want or need, the chance just to talk things over. He knows your problems and he understands and he can act. You can tell him your deepest, darkest secrets. He understands them already. He can forgive. He wants to forgive and take away all the bad that's been done. So you can explain how you feel, what you need, and he'll act. Sometimes it might be different than what you want. Sometimes it might even be opposite. But whatever he does will be what is best. So prayer is your chance to talk things over with him. He's listening and understanding, and he loves you very much. He loves the times that you're talking with him. So snuggle up next to God and talk. There are no special words, no postures to use. You just talk to him as you would to your dad. That's what prayer is. Time to talk to your heavenly dad. So pray with me now. We thank you, Father, for loving and listening to us. Thank you for the chance to talk to you and call you, Father. Thank you for all you've done for us. Forgive us when we do things that are wrong and when we don't listen as we should. Help us to grow, to mature, and to talk to you more and more each day. Amen.